We're up to in our learning of, I'm learning over here of Chumash, Unkelus, and Rashi. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam she'hakol nehyeh bidvaray.
Amen.
I got some hot coffee over here. You see what it means to be a tzaddik? The coffee urn, they have over here a special high-tech coffee, a water heater, hot water. It broke. So there's a person here in the shul, he's a tzaddik, he brought his own urn from his house. So people like me and other people here should have hot water, because until they'll get it fixed, it might take a week or two. They have to get a part, chves. All right, let's learn. We're up to pasuk ches. Bo'isahi hivdil Hashem, eshevet alevi lo seis esaron b'ris Hashem. This is a very, very interesting pasuk. Perek yud pasuk ches, it says in the pasuk at that time, Hivdil Hashem, Shevet Levi, Hashem has set aside Shevet Levi, lo seis to carry, es aroin bris Hashem, la'amoi, to stand, lifnei Hashem l'shoso, to minister, u'levarich b'shmo, to bless in his name, ad hayoyim hazeh. Now when it says over here, Shevet HaLevi, this refers to the Kohanim. So we get confused. There are the Kohanim and the Levim, but both the Kohanim and the Levim are together, they are brothers. They're from Shevet Levi. Okay, let's see what it says in the Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Ches says, "Bo'ei Sahi Hivdil Hashem Musav Le'inyan Harishayim." We're going backwards. "Bo'ei Sahi B'Shana Harishayim Litzeischem Mitzrayim Uti Isem Bo'egel," and you made an error regarding the Egel. "V'nei Levi Loitahu Hivdilam Hamokum Mikem Hashem set them aside." "V'Samach Mikrazel Lechazaras Bnei Yaakov Loemar." Sha'af b'zeh lo yitohu bo b'nei Levi, el amdu be'emunosam. Okay, so it's saying over here that the reason why we learned yesterday the sugya, the story of b'nei Yakon to Mosera, they traveled from b'nei Yakon to Mosera, and the reason why, and what happened, they went backwards. After Aaron HaKohen died, the Jews were terrified, and they made a decision that we're going to return to Egypt. And they appointed a leader and they went back to Egypt. And Shevet Levi told the Jewish people, "You're making a big mistake. It's not the right thing to do." And they fought with them. They went backwards and they fought with them to prevent them from going all the way back, to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So Levi did this twice. What was the second time when Levi did this? Levi did the same thing in the very beginning. In the first year after Yitzias Mitzrayim, when Moshe went to Shemayim to Mekabel the Torah, when he comes down, they're worshipping the Egel. And then after they worshipped, Levi did not participate in worshipping the Egel. Not only that, Moshe said, "Mila Hashem Eli." Levi came forward, Shevet Levi came forward, and in reward, they were given the Avodah. It was the original plan that the firstborns of the Egyptians, the firstborns of the Jewish people, were meant to be the Kohanim. But when all of the Shvatim, including the firstborns, were tolerant of the Egel, the firstborns lost the privilege of the Makriv Korbanos, of doing the Avodah, and it was given instead to Shevet Levi. So Shevet Levi has proven himself twice. According to Rashi, they have shown their loyalty to Hashem, their fidelity to Hashem, and their commitment to Hashem. And that's why, and that's what this pasuk over here says, Bo'esi at that time, that this over here is going back, Bo'esi goes going back to the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, in the first year, when Klal Yisrael was tolerant of the Egel, but not Shevet Levi. Hivdilan, they fought against the Egel, and they killed all of the perpetrators. Hivdil Hashem, Shevet Levi lo seis to carry yes aron bris Hashem la'amoid lifnei Hashem l'shar slovech b'shmo ariyem hazeh. So again, one more time, this Rashi, very important Rashi. Bo'esahi hivdil Hashem musav lin harishayin ve'esahil be'eshon harishayina. We're now going back to the shana harishayina. We're going back to the very beginning. Letzeischem imitzrayim uti'isem bo'egel uvrei Levi lo yitohu. They did not make that mistake. Hivdilam hamakom mikim Hashem separated them from you. The Samach Megazel Lechazoras Bnei Yakon. This pasuk Ches is juxtaposed to pasuk Vav and pasuk Zayin that we spent a lot of time learning yesterday. There, Sheva Levi demonstrated their commitment to Hashem by fighting with the rest of Klal Yisrael, preventing them from going back to Egypt. So that's nothing new. That's what they did in the 40th year, and that's what they did much later in time. But they already did something very similar to this in the beginning of time, the beginning of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, when they did not participate in the worshipping of the Egel. They remained faithful. So what is their reward? Law says to carry es aroin. So Rashi here adds in a very controversial statement. Who is the one that will carry the aroin? So it says here, the one that will carry the aroin will be Halevim. Who are the Levim? Now, even though here it's a Shevet Halevi, Shevet Halevi has two families. Shevet Halevi is divided into two parts. They are the Kohanim and the Levim. Not everyone in Shevet Halevi is entitled to carry the Aron. Okay, and this, I guess there are other Pesukim that elaborate upon this theme, but the ones that will carry the Aron are none other than, the one that will carry the Aron will be the Levim, not the Kohanim. Meir, are you here? Meir is a Levi. Meir is a Levi. Meir gets to carry the Aron. The Kohanim do not get to carry the Aron. Now that's very controversial, because there are indications that the Kohanim did indeed carry the Aron HaKodesh. In fact, it says this beferish in the Kinois, in the Kina Chavatzeles HaSharoin. I believe that's Kina Yud. Echo Yoshua Chavatzeles HaSharoin. V'domam roin mipinoisei oroin. Okay, that kina begins with that line. How could it be that the Chavatzeles HaShoin was, look what happened to them. The Chavatzeles HaShoin means the beautiful rose of the Sharon. It sits in solitude in Avelus, and it was silenced, the song, from those who carry the oroin. Now, this kina is all about the Kohanim. It is not about the Levim. It is about the Kohanim, the 24 Mishmaros of the Kohanim. And who does it mention in this kina? It mentions those who carry the Aron, which seems to indicate that the kina, the Mechaber of the kina, I assume as Rabbi Elazar HaKalir holds, is that the Kohanim are entitled to carry the Aron HaKodesh. And here in this Rashi it says, no, the Kohanim do not carry the Aron HaKodesh, only the Levim. Okay, so this is a big topic. Big topic. So law says, Sarod HaLevim, La'amod l'fnei Hashem l'shoros l'vrech b'shmo HaKohanim, v'hu nisiyas kavan. The second part of the pasuk, La'amod l'fnei Hashem l'shoros, to minister and to bless in His name, this is the Kohanim, they do nisiyas kapayim. So Rashi here is golden. Rashi is coming over to teach over here then this pasuk, we're going to break the pasuk in two parts. We have the Shevet HaLevi. And in Shevet HaLevi, we're breaking them down into two sections. There is the section called Loseis Es Aron Bris Hashem, that is the Levim. And then the second half of the pasuk, Lamod L'Shores, Lamod L'Fnei Hashem L'Shores U'Lerech B'Shmo, Ari Mazeh, those are the Kohanim. So we're taking this pasuk, and we're breaking down this pasuk into two parts. We start with the Shevet, and then the Shevet is broken down into the Kohanim and the Levim. Okay, and the juxtaposition of this pasuk, going back to the previous pasuk, is to reveal that there were two times in the 40 years in the desert when the Shevet Levi demonstrated their commitment, loyalty, fidelity to Hashem. One was the Chet HaEgel, and the second time was when there was a rebellion, when people wanted to return to Egypt after the death of Aaron, when the Anani HaKavod disappeared. Okay, that is the Pasuk with the Rashi. A lot of information, and a lot of important information. What does it say in the Targum? The Targum says, "Be'idono ha'hu afresh Hashem yos shifto de Levi limital yos Aron kiyama de Hashem." At that time, Hashem separated the Shevet of Levi limital yos Aron to carry the Aron kiyama Okay, the Aroin is the Kiyomah de Hashem, the bris, the covenant of Hashem is the Kiyomah. Limkom, what does it mean, Limkom? The bris of Hashem, to stand. Kadam Hashem Lisha Mo Shusei, to minister. And Ulivarochot, to bless Bishmei in his name, Ad Yomo Hadein, until this day, Ad Hayoim Hazeh. That itself is a very powerful statement. Whenever the Torah says Ad Hayoim Hazeh, what does that really mean, Ad Hayoim Hazeh? Until today. Today there's no Beis HaMikdash. What does mean Ad Hayoim Hazeh? Alright, so let's see if there's any comment over here on the Targum over here from the commentator. The commentator over here says, Pasuk over here says, this is Pasuk Ches, Limital, Mishorish Nital, Shemish Shamesh Betargum Uvamikro Behoiro no say. Okay. Lo Tirgim Lushamosha Kodomohi, Kamosha Tirgim Lukamon, Bibne Shikfar Amale Lemekam Kodomashem. Okay. Straightforward, we're going to go further. Next Pasuk. Pasuk Tes. Al Kain, therefore, Lo Hoya Lelevi Chelek Venachua Im Echav. Sheva Levi does not get a portion of Nachalim with his brethren. Why? Hashem hu Nachalosai. Hashem is his Nachalo. Kasher diber Hashem Elokecha. Hashem, your God, said loy to him. Okay, so Levi does not have a chelek in the land. Levi instead is to serve Hashem. Shevet Levi, which includes the Kohanim and the Leviim. What does Rashi say on this? Al kein lo hoya le Levi chelek lefi shehuvdulu la'avodas mizbeach. He has been set aside for the service of the mizbeach ve'einon penuyin lacharosh v'lezroya. So Rashi over here says something very interesting. Rashi says he just doesn't have time. How do you like that? Time management. You can make a whole drush on this. Doesn't have time. You know, there's a rule. The rule is if you need to get something done, if you need to get something important accomplished, who should you seek out? So everyone knows, who do you seek out? You seek out a busy person. A busy person. Why a busy person? Because a busy person gets things done. A person who's a ledigeir, who's not busy, who roams the streets and has plenty of time on his hands, he'll never accomplish anything for you. So you can argue and you can say that what difference does it make if Levi has land or not? So you own have land. You have real estate. You can't walk and chew gum at the same time. What's the problem? You can be running a billion dollar business, and at the same time you can go to the Beis HaMikdash and you can sing and you can do the Avodah. What's the problem? And in fact, how many days a year do they actually work? 2 days a year? This Rashi is a shocking Rashi. Mayor, are you there? Is the Mayor Appeldorf, is he in the house? Is he present? This is Nogea him. He's a Levi. He's supposed to sing. He's supposed to do shmir.
I'm here. I'm here. How can I help you?
I'll ask him over here.
My job was not to carry the Aron. My job was to open the door.
How many days a year did the Levi work in the Beis HaMikdash? 2 days a year. 2 days a year.
2 days?
2 days, that's it.
2 days?
24 mishmaris. There were 24 mishmaris of Levi, like the Kohanim. Each Mishmah was divided.
Yeah.
Each Mishmah was divided into six groups.
So there were more Levim than Kehanim, you're saying?
No, it doesn't matter how many Levim. It was whatever it was. All of the Levim.
It was Mishmaris. There were more. There were more families of Kehanim than families of Levim.
That was in the Bayis Sheni. But basically, there were 24 groups of Levim. They rotate. You show up in the Mikdash once in 24 weeks. And each Mishmar in itself is divided into six groups, which means you're going to work 2 days a year. If you're going to work 2 days
a year... I thought it was 2 weeks.
What?
It wasn't 2 weeks, the Kohanim.
The same thing. The Kohanim and the Levim, they work 2 weeks a year. 2 weeks. They rotate. Every 24 weeks, you have to show up. Every 24 weeks.
Right.
There are 50 weeks, approximately 50 weeks in a year. So it's 48. 24 plus 24 is 48. Okay, so there are two extra weeks. Approximately 2 weeks a year, the Mishmar is on duty. Even when the Mishmar is on duty, the Mishmar itself is divided into six families. And each family only works...
Each Mishmar is divided into families?
Six. Six Batei Avos. Each Mishmar
was divided
into six Batei
Avos. That's not fair. That's not fair.
Why is it not fair? Each Mishmar was divided and you... So
the Kohanim could come and work whenever they wanted on Yom Tov, right?
They can really work any day they want during the year. They can work any day. Whenever they bring a private carbon, if they bring their own private carbon, they can...
But the Mishmaris, they can only work on the Mishmaris.
When are they obligated to serve the Miluim?
On the week.
There's a rotation. The Kohanim and the Levim, both. There was also for the Yisraelim. The Yisraelim had to also show up and daven. They had a fast, the Mamodos. They had a fast and daven that Hashem should become the Kabbalists. But let's right now focus on the Kohanim and the Levim. Sheva Levi. Sheva Levi is broken down into two parts, the Kohanim and the Levim. They have to show up once at their rotation. Rotation is every 24 weeks they have to come and spend the week in Eretz Yisrael. Even when they spend that 1 week in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, they don't work every single day of the week. Each Mishmar was broken down into six parts. And whichever part you came out, so you may work Mondays, you may work Tuesdays, whichever base of you were. So you're only really working 2 days a year. So my question to you is, and this Nogia Yumer, because you're a Levi. So you're a Levi, and the Levi have to close the doors, open the doors. I could just see you there. I could mamish just picture you there. You're very tough. You would tell everyone, get out. Get out.
If you don't move, you get zapped by the door. Go ahead.
I remember watching you in Masiba. Remember, is that what it's called? Masiba?
Masbia
on Purim. You showed up there and you started pushing all the people around. I remember watching you. You were very tough. You were guarding the door there. Okay, you mamish, it was like in your blood, a Levi, to open the door and close the door. But a Levi only has to do this activity 2 days a year. So what do you do the rest of the year? Okay, so you go to Koilel, you do this, you do that.
I go collecting Maisa.
Fine, collecting
Maisa. It's a big job. No one wants to give it to you.
So question is, why can't you let the Levim and the Kohanim have land? Give them karaka. And let them plow, plant, harvest, winnow.
Because they would never be so busy, they'd never make it 2 weeks.
They're so busy, it says in Chazal, it seems that it wasn't such a busy job to be a farmer. You work 2 months a year.
Yeah, but if they would have land, they would be busy with the land. It's always an excuse.
Okay, so you say a tremendous chiddush, which is what Rashi says over here. Rashi says, "Al Kain." This is a very famous pasuk. Al Kain, lo haya lelevi chelik v'nachlo im echov. Hashem hu nachalosai. They do not get land. Why not? Hashem is their nachala. Kasher diber Hashem lokechol, like Hashem spoke to Levi. Question: the Levim and the Kohanim only work 2 days a year. So just because they work 2 days a year, so that's the reason why they can't get a piece of land. So what will you say? I know what you'll say. You'll say, you know, once you think about the land, your mind is occupied the whole year about the land. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says something amazing. Lufi shehuvdalu l'avodas mizbeach. They're set aside for the service of the mizbeach. Rashi here focuses on Levi. He's focusing specifically, it seems, on the Kohanim. Because the Levim didn't go to the Mizbeach. So why does Rashi love the Mizbeach? The Einon Pinuyin, they're not free. They have no time. They're not free. L'charoish, to plow v'lizroya. Excuse me. They have plenty of time. There are many people today who are Klei Kodesh, who teach in yeshivas, who are Rebbeim, even Rosh Yeshivas that on the side make a very nice living in managing a business, who knows what, everyone, each to their own. Because what they pay them in their job being a Klei Kodesh is babkis. Is babkis would not be enough to pay to buy, put food on the table. But they want to be a Klei Kodesh. They want to teach children. They want to go give shul. They want to go be a rabbi. And the Balabatim don't want to give the rabbi any money. So they have a job. What do? Everyone, who knows what they do? Everyone has their own job. Some of them are professionals. Some of them are plumbers, electricians. On Shabbos, they're a rabbi. Or the musicians, Baruch Levine. Baruch Levine, what does he do? Famous singer. I'm not related to him. He teaches. He's a Rebbe in Yeshiva Ketana. That's his job. And in the afternoon, what does he do? He works the whole afternoon and evening. He works on his music. He's a very sought-after musician for all different types of events. But every day until 12, 1 o'clock, he's a Rebbe. He's a Rebbe in the Yeshiva Ketana. Okay, there are a lot of Zachary Wallerstein was like that. He had a job. He was a Rebbe. He was a Rebbe in the morning. In the afternoon, he went and he had real estate, chveis. Who knows what he did? I don't know what he did in the afternoon. He was a gevir. Okay, but in the morning, he was a Rebbe. Okay, so therefore, it's Mama Shapella, what Rashi says, that the reason why Shevelevi is not going to be able to go, is not getting a piece of lid, is because they're not pinuyim. They're not panuy to plow and to harvest, to plow, I want to say, to plant, because they're busy with the Mizbeach. Really? The Mizbeach is only 2 days a year. So what's the pshat? So the pshat has to be, I don't know what the pshat is that if you have karka, even though you can subcontract, if it's your property, your mind is elsewhere. When you're on top of the Mizbeach, bring Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, if you have a Parnasa, it's not the same. It's even though the Parnasa is very easy, your mind is not 100% present. Isn't it an amazing thing? You know, when there are certain yeshivas, they don't let the Rebbeim, now that they changed, certain yeshivas, they pay the Rebbeim extra, they give them a very generous salary, and the tenai is, we're giving you a very generous salary, more than you will get in any other yeshiva, because we demand that you don't take another job. We do not allow you, you're a Rebbe in our yeshiva, you're not allowed to go take another job. If we find out that you have another occupation, then you're fired. We're giving you a salary, a very good salary, because we want you to do your job, and we want you to spend all of your free time preparing or, you know, helping the Talmidim, learning with them privately. We want you to basically to work for us the whole day. You have your duty, okay? You do what you're supposed to do. You come in, you do give the classes, but we want you to also dedicate all of your other free time to the yeshiva in any capacity that you want. If you're going to take another job, then you're going to be preoccupied. Your mind is going to be elsewhere, and you're not going to be devoted to the service that we are paying you for. And that really is, in essence, what Rashi Levi is saying. An incredible chiddush. A pras means a portion from, that is appear from the Beis Melech, from the Beis Melech, the Beis Melech over here is from Hashem. What does it say in Targum? Pasuk Tes, Al Kei Lo Havo Lo Levi Chulak. The achsano im achohi matnon di havle Hashem, the gift im achav Hashem unachalosai. So what's the thing over here? Matnon di havle Hashem inin achso inin, that is achson say is their inheritance. Hashem spoke to him. What does Eliyahu, the commentator over here on the side of the page? This is a very complicated pasuk. The Matzman. Matanois. V'chein perish Rashi. Hashem nachlo soy noidel pras mizumim mibes hamelech. V'chasav hare'im harebi rebi Avraham Mizrahi. Sheperish kibbeish Hashem hu nachlo so he teshuva al maimer lo hoyo lelevi chilik v'nachlo she yizchayev mizel loses lachem parnosa acheres. Kentirgim ani chalkecho v'nachlosecho v'cheid mashma la'ashnakosev es ma'aser b'nei Yisrael nosati la'levim l'nachlo al-kein amarti l'chem lo yinchalu nachlo al-ledas Rebbe Avraham ben Ezra Hashem hu nachlosoi hakavona she'nachlosom shel shel levi hi avoidas Hashem b'limud d'rochav. Alright, amazing, amazing, amazing what it says over here. Okay, so I mean, what does this mean exactly? Hashem hu nachalosai. What does that mean, Hashem hu nachalosai? What does that mean? So the Ibn Ezra says it means spirituality. Spirituality? Hashem hu nachalosai. You are a Kohen or a Levi. You do not possess Gashmias. Your occupation is Hashem. Hashem is your inheritance. Meaning, your occupation, you busy yourself with one thing only. The Ribbono Shel Olam, spirituality. That's how the Ibn Ezra teaches the Pasuk. Rashi disagrees. Rashi says, Hashem hu nachalose means a pras. A pras mi beis hamelech. Your parnasa, you will get an allowance from the Beis HaMelech. Now, what does that mean exactly? So you, Meir, said you get Maaser Rishon. A Levi gets Maaser Rishon, a Kohen gets Terumah, the Matnos Kahuna. Is that what it means, the Pras, Mi Beis HaMelech? Or does Rashi mean, Hashem Hu Nachalosa means that there is a requirement in society that the Beis HaMikdosh should be a Kohelel. And every single Kohen in Klal Yisrael should get a stipend. Every month, you wait for a check comes in the mail. It doesn't come from the United States government. It comes from the Beis HaMikdash. Anyone that is a Kohen is on the payroll of the Beis HaMikdash, and they get a check in the mail. How does the Beis HaMikdash have money to give every single Kohen in Klal Yisrael a check? Fundraising. They call up robocalls, they make dinners, they make celebrations. All the gimmicks in the world they do to raise money. And what do? With the money that they raise, they pay, they send a check in the mail to every single Kohen and Levi that they have on record. How do you like that? How do you like that?
I'll drink to that.
You'll drink to that? Because yeah. They have no land. So it appears that when Rashi says Hashem hu nachalosa, Rashi says pras, it is a portion. A pras means a portion from the Beis HaMelech. That's what it sounds like. Government subsidy. A government subsidy. What does the Targum say? Targum says something very similar. Matnon dihav le Hashem. They are matnon. The Targum added a word into the pasuk that it does not say, similar to what Rashi said. Now you could argue in Rashi in the Targum that it means the Beis HaMikdash does not give them handouts; they get Maaser Rishon, and the Kohanim get Truma, the 24 matnois kuhuna. So, in other words, my question to you is. Are the 24 manas kahuna the only thing that the Kohanim live on? Or no? The Pasuk here is teaching, is creating a economic system. Is that the Melech, or the Beis HaMikdash, I don't know how you want to learn this, are responsible to support, to send stipends to all of the Kohanim, and the 24 Matnos Kahuna and Maaser Rishon are bonuses. Not everyone got truma. If you only got truma if someone liked you. There were certain kohanim, everyone liked them. So everyone gave. So certainly there was some kohanim that got a lot of truma. And there were probably the vast majority of the kohanim got nothing. So how do they survive? How do they survive? I don't know. It would seem from Rashi, if you want to take Rashi literally and the Targum, this pasuk is an instruction. Hashem unach alosai is that Hashem and his representatives, the Beis HaMikdash, have an obligation to do fundraising and to give stipends to the Kohanim and the Levim. Oh, but they get Maaser Rishon and Truma v'chulu v'chulu. Not everyone gets. Not everyone got. That was the discretion of the Yisraelim. If there was a nasty Kohen or nasty Levi, no one liked him. No one gave him. How is he going to live? How is he going to survive? He doesn't have karka. He gets a check in the mail. He gets a check in the mail, and that's enough to live on. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat no? When it says Hashem hu nachalosai, it means Hashem has already instructed the Jewish people to give teruma and ma'aser rishon to the Kohanim and the Levim. And that's how they'll live. Oh, what about the nasty Kohanim and Levim that didn't, no one wanted to give them because no one liked them? They're in trouble. They're going to have to go be machzir al psachim. They're going to have to go collecting for themselves to survive. Okay, but one thing is for sure. According to the Rashi, who says pras beis hamelech, and according to the Rada, according to the Targum, that says the word, he adds a word into the pasuk. The word matnon dihavlei, a gift, a matnon dihavlei, they are not being supported. They are not being, they there's a word, we're adding in a word over here into the pasuk, which means that there's going to be some gift, some payments going to be made to them in order that they can survive. All right, but the Ibn Ezra doesn't talk about this. The Ibn Ezra says, when it says Hashem hu nachalosa, it does not mean that the Beis HaMikdash of Hashem is going to provide cash or make sure that they get gifts. It means the Levim and the Kohanim, their purpose in life is spirituality. How are they going to survive? I don't know. Emuna. Somehow, they'll survive. Okay, the next words of the pasuk are, the next words here are, L'shamoshuse, lotigim l'shamoshu kadmoy. All right, I don't know what that means. Okay, let's do one more pasuk. We have 3 minutes. Let's do another pasuk. Pasuk Yod. V'yanochi Moshe Rabbeinu says, Amadati v'har kayamim harishanim arboim yom arboim layla. Vayishma Hashem elai gam bapamahi le'ova Hashem hashkisecha. Hashem did not want to destroy you. This was the second of the 40 days. Because Rashi told them, we're going now back to the beginning of the story. They worshipped the eagle. Moshe came back after 40 days and he brought down the luchos. Moshe shared the luchos. And then Moshe went back up to Shemaim for 40 days and 40 nights where he prayed for the Jewish people. And Hashem listened to the prayers of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Hashem forgave the Jewish people. After 40 days and 40 nights, Hashem did not want to destroy you. What is it in Rashi? Rashi v'anochi marati b'chor l'kabel ha'luchos ha'al acharei nois. Ulufi shaloi perash l'may l'kama oma b'chor b'aliya acharei nois. Zu choza v'hischil bo. Kayom ha'rishonim shaluchos ha'rishonim nois. Mahim b'ratzayn af elu b'ratzayn avul ho'em tsu'im shamarati shom l'sval aleichem ha'yu b'kas. Okay, so over here, Rashi is telling us an important principle. In total, Moshe Rabbeinu was in heaven for 120 days. And we break that into three parts. The first 40, the last 40, and the middle 40. The first 40, Hashem was in a good mood. Because they did not worship the eagle. And over here, the fact that it says that it was in Shemai, that's the last 40 days. And the fact that it says Kayamim Harishnim, which means that the last 40 days that Moshe was in Shemayim preparing to bring down the second Luchos, Hashem was in a good mood. Hashem was happy. If Hashem was happy in the beginning, Hashem was happy at the end. But the middle 40 days, Hashem was angry, was bekas, during those middle 40 days. Okay, again the Rashi. We repeat, we tell you the details. Okay, what is it going to be in the Targum Pasuk Yud? Vano havesi koeim b'tura on the mountain kiyomaya kadmoei arbuin ya yimamin ve'arbein le'lovon ve'kabel Hashem tzalesi Hashem accepted my prayer afizakhu la'avah Hashem le'chabal lusa Hashem did not want to destroy him. The commentary over here, let's see, he's a little interesting commentary. Ha'yisi oimet shlo nefarish kamti. Wow. Okay, so one point he makes is the word Amida sometimes means prayer. In Shulchan Aruch, the Amida means the Shemone Esrei. So here is the dilemma. When it says in Pasuk Yud, V'enochi amalti v'har, kayam harishonim, does that mean that Moshe was mispalel? Or Moshe was just, he was up there. He was in Shalom, he stood there, and what was he doing? He was schmoozing with the Malachim. He was having a conversation. Or does it mean that he was mispalel? So you can argue that the word amalti means he prayed. The Targum says, I was koeim, betura, I stood. The Targum does not translate the word, I was praying. So that means that Moshe was not praying the last 40 days. Moshe was only praying the middle 40 days. The last 40 days, Moshe was not praying. He was just up there in Shemayim. Probably other are Rishonim that disagree with this interpretation. All right, we're going to stop over here. It's 8 o'clock. I want to thank you for coming and learning with me. Be very kind to spend some time with me. Have a good night. Mr. McGuire, Mayor, what happened today by the Levaya? What happened there in the cemetery?
Nothing. It was very interesting. One of the daughters is married to a guy.
Who died?
And the daughter got up to speak, and she thanked Chris, you know, who's very good to parent, which is nice, you know. But they were making, there were a lot of jokes because he was a funny guy. All right.
How many people went to the cemetery?
To the cemetery?
Yeah.
You had men and women?
Yeah.
There were 20 people, 25, 30.
Not bad.
There was a minion. There was a minion plus the goyim, yeah.
What time do you get back?
Around.